On one Thursday morning, in the latter part of May, old number 3 left Roanoke Station. It was on her face.